Iranian Migrant Killer Who Slit Throat of Woman Who Opened Her Home Sent to Mental Hospital. By Peter Catalan, February 1, 2023. An Iranian migrant whose right to live in the UK expired in 2015 has been sent to a mental health hospital indefinitely over the killing of an elderly woman who housed and fed him. Shaheen Darvish Naranjban, an Iranian migrant, admitted to killing the woman last year. The court heard he smashed her head on the floor, stabbed her, and finally cut her throat. The migrant, whose permission to remain in the UK reportedly ended in 2015, has admitted to the charge of manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility but denied murder. He was due to be sentenced today by Leeds Crown Court, but rather than being sent to prison he was told he would be sent to a mental health institution indefinitely, GB News reports. Should he ever be released, he would be eligible for deportation, although in practice very few people are ever deported from the United Kingdom. According to a report by The Telegraph, Darvish Naranjban is said to have been taken in by the woman, described as being 87-year-old Brenda Blaney, after they met at a restaurant, with the court being told that the aging woman is said to have treated the man like her grandson. So close was their relationship that Blaney is said to have attended the Iranian's master's degree graduation, and had provided him with a car. However, alarm bells were reportedly raised when a phone call between Blaney and a local shop reportedly dropped, with a subsequent 12 calls by the concerned shopkeeper failing to get the elderly woman back on the line. Darvish Naranjban initially claimed to have been asleep at the time of Blaney's death, and had awoken to find Blaney in a pool of blood in the kitchen, but since admitted the killing. Speaking to the court, forensic psychiatrist James Stotter described the Iranian as being acutely psychotic, describing him as having paranoid schizophrenia. Prosecutor Nicholas Lomley also described the Iranian as suffering from significant mental issues in the run-up to Blaney's death. He killed her so in some part because of voices in his head, he reportedly told the court. A psychiatrist says he was suffering symptoms of schizophrenia and was out of touch with reality and hearing voices. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.